Cells in Motion Podcast.
Welcome to the second episode of Cells in Motion Podcast with your host, Frieda Berg. Today, we are going to explore how laser technologies can provide novel knowledge about cellular membranes. As we know, a cellular membrane is an envelope surrounding a cell. But on top, it's far more than that, since it assumes many communicative and controlling functions in central processes of the cell. However, having a closer look at this is still quite difficult, due to the unimaginable tininess of 6 to 10 nanometers. It's worth to know about a cellular membrane's properties and its design to reach a better understanding of cells in general. Around 80 research groups from life and natural sciences investigate cellular behavior in organisms in the Cells in Motion Cluster of Excellence of the University of Münster. Here, one project group wants to record the dynamics of cellular membranes by using newest spectroscopic laser technology. This project is headed by Professor Volker Gerke of the Institute of Medical Biochemistry and Professor Carsten Feinich of the Institute of Applied Physics. They want to find out more about the formation of cellular membranes that contain two major components, lipids on the one hand, which are fat molecules, and proteins on the other. Now, these two components can form dynamic domains that are important for many aspects in cell biology, as Volker Gerke points out.
Cellular membranes are the essential component of cells. They provide a barrier to water-soluble molecules and compartmentalize a cell within, but also from the outside. They are built of lipids and proteins in the simplest terms. However, these lipids and proteins are dynamic. They form a mosaic of dynamic domains. And it is essential to understand the dynamics of these domains, their formation and deformation, to understand many biological processes that range from signal transduction across membranes to membrane transport within cells.
It is thought that the lipid domains can move and rearrange themselves in order to assume a different function, to start or stop a process within the cell, to communicate from cell to cell, and so on. The project group aims to decode and visualize the actual arrangement of lipids and proteins in a membrane by implementing a laser technique called Raman microscopy. In comparison to a rather traditional imaging method, adding fluorescent markers to molecules, Raman microscopy doesn't need markers. This is important for the results, says Volker Gerke.
Well, the thing is that a fluorescent dye is usually a hydrophobic component, and that changes or can change the properties of the lipids that contain the dye. And by changing the properties of these lipids, we might also change their behavior in membranes, in cellular membranes that we are analyzing, and therefore it would be important to analyze these dynamic behaviors label-free, so without incorporating any of these hydrophobic labels into the lipid. And that is actually what is done in Carsten Feinich's group.
In Raman microscopy, a laser system scans a probe with ultra-short pulses. The revealed frequencies then work as fingerprints for the considered molecules and help to decode the formation. Having this close look on lipids and proteins as the components of a membrane, Carsten Feinich and Volker Gerke hope to find out more about the relation between certain domains and certain functions of a cellular membrane.
What we want to learn is how is the arrangement of the lipid rafts inside the membranes, to learn more about the size, learn more about the dynamics, and then from this knowledge we can deduce further aspects for the future work. We can estimate if we need an even higher spatial and spectral resolution or if the measurement approaches are sufficient, and then we can discuss how we can look into more details of the arrangement or the rearrangement of lipids inside membranes.
For their undertaking, it's inevitable to work together beyond own professional limits. So they are lucky to have found together, says Carsten Feinich.
Yeah, Volker and I met during the preparation of the proposal for Cells in Motion, And there we learned that we have complementary expertise. He's a biochemist, and from that point of view, he's not so involved in the lasers and the microscopy that we are using, but we have an interface concerning fluorescence microscopy, and from that point of view, we decided to work together.
Carsten Fallnig and his project partner Volker Gerke are starting their investigation with artificial membranes to specify the laser technique to a point where they can visualize real membranes. With their work, they provide a novel knowledge about cells in motion in the field of basic research. Thank you for listening to Cells in Motion podcast. I'd be glad to welcome you to our next episode on measuring forces in the primordial cell.
You can find out more about the cluster by visiting our website cellsinmotion.de.